Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, bringing you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to welcome all of our brothers and sisters, our brethren, all those sitting out there listening to this message tonight, this message of hope where you have a future where the Lord has plans for you. Tonight we have two very special guests. This week has just been a week of special guests here in the studio at 95.5 FM, The Word. You know, we're so blessed on Monday night to have my wife Lynette speak about activating the Holy Spirit. On Tuesday night we had Pastor Virginia Dominglan. You know, she did a wonderful job talking about her ministry and what's going on and the changes that she's seen in the facility over the years. 28 years of committed and faithful service in the prisons of Hawaii'i. And I declared it. I took a stand and I ordered that she will be going with us to Saguaro to see the men in Saguaro on our next trip. And she's just overjoyed with that opportunity. But right now, I wanted to give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters for my brothers that are in the Cash Box program up at Waiava. Aloha, guys. Going to see you on Wednesday night. To our women that are out at WCCC, we're going to see you Thursday night. To our brothers down in Module 6A, FDC, wonderful service with 25 of you this past Sunday. Keep it right. Keep it tight. Stay in the light, my brothers. And keep going to that Bible study every night at 6 p.m. To our friends in 6B and 5B, keep up the faith, brothers. Iron sharpens iron. And to our brothers in Halawa, Friday afternoon chapel and the Wednesday Berean boys, so good to see you guys once again. And of course, in OCCC, module 17, 18, modules 11, and also Annex 1, to all our brothers, keep up the faith, brothers. And to our sisters, although in modules 3 and 4, although there was a tragedy, we still have the victory by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. But tonight, you know, I just wanted to share with you that Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the lost, and it reaches the broken and the incarcerated, and we preach the gospel to every person there. We bring an encouraging word. We bring the word of God, and we go there to lift those that are in Halawa, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and even the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. We have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our programs in a podcast format to download for your listening enjoyment at a later time. We also have a Facebook page for those of you that are in the social media, and that Facebook page is Free Inside Ministry. Last but not least, my brethren, we have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a note or a suggestion. Let me know if this program has touched someone that you know or love, or maybe even a family member, and the impact that this program has had in their lives. Our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." Hallelujah. Well, today we are just blessed this evening to have two of our brothers from Straight Up Christian Ministry. We have Brother Shane Nojiri and we have Brother Jay Puahi, and they have their services in Mapunapuna and Waimanalo, and they're going to be sharing that. The way I heard about Straight Up Christian Ministry, of course, Brother Shane is my friend on Facebook, along with so many people. But now I get to meet my brother in the flesh. Hallelujah. What a blessing that is. But I got to listen to Brother Jay at a Wren's Revival, Windows of Hope, about a week or two ago. And, you know, we're there at the Shopo offices. Big shout out to Teneri Ma'afala, Keith Ayuan, Sean Nakamoto, all those guys with that Windows of Hope Revival meeting. Thank you for blessing us, giving the opportunity for over 100 men to come and attend, and I think the Lord was there in spirit, and I think lives are changed. But I may preach from the Jesus Bible because I love to, and I like talking like I'm from the West Side, because I am. But Brother Jay is the walking pigeon Bible. He brought revelation to me that day in a way that I never knew existed. And he's just like, I don't even drive to a 7-Eleven looking the same anymore. I go on top of rooftops right now. I say, where the bones? Where the bones? Where the bones? In fact, I want to do a commercial for a roofing company like KFC. Like, I ate the bones. Like, I saw the bones. I saw the bones. But, you know, right now, I like to welcome and I like to thank once again. So honored and privileged to have these brothers here. But Brother Shane Nojiri, Say hello to the audience and tell us a little bit about Straight Up Christian. Now, I got to tell you, I really like the name Straight Up Christian Ministry, because you got all kind of real flowery names out there, and they're really nice and they serve a purpose. But when you go to Straight Up Christian Ministry, brother, it is straight up and not sideways. We're talking straight up. The only time you're going sideways is when you prostrate on the ground worshiping the Lord with the Holy Spirit. Amen. But share it with us about Straight Up, my brother.
Aloha. Well, my name is Brother Shane. Aloha. Once again, my name is Brother Shane, and you know, the Lord gave my wife and I one vision to seek and save that which was lost. You know, in Luke 19:10, it says the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. So we came out of the drugs. We was homeless. We did the whole nine yards. So the Lord gave us a special place in our heart to reach the people who really needed to know Jesus, but didn't have the avenue to really, you know, get plugged into a regular church. And, you know, nothing wrong with the regular churches. You know, we're all one body. We're doing the same thing. We're serving the same God.
One church, one God.
One church, one God. So basically what's happening is we wanted to do something dynamic, to pretty much go out into the highways and the byways, like the word says, and go and reach the lost people.
Amen.
And it's a special strategy that the Lord gave us, because number one, they don't really care how much you know about the Bible. They really want to know, first of all, if you care about them. So we came with 1 Corinthians 13:8, which says in the Bible that love never fails. So that was basically, you know, our execution plan. We're just going to love on our brothers, and we're going to lead by example. So as we started Straight Up Ministries, I met up with Mark Morimoto, Pastor Mark from
KCF. Pastor Mark.
Yes.
Hey, shout out to Pastor Mark.
Shout out to Pastor Mark. And, you know, and the staff at KCF at McKinley, you know, doing their thing for the body of Christ.
Christian Fellowship.
So he kind of mentored me and coached me and basically said to me one day that God has another assignment. And I was involved in a lot of other ministries. So, you know, I ran with that vision. My wife and I prayed about it. And we really felt God leading us to be mentored under Pastor Mark. So he kind of opened the doors for us. God used him to open the doors for us to really back us up financially and all, you know, with the administration stuff. And we started at KCF office on King Street.
Oh, okay.
You know, we started at the office meeting, and the plan was when we outgrow the office, then we're going to move on. And we outgrew the office within a month.
Amen.
You know, in Jesus' name,
God's,
you know,
grace.
God says that, you know, you're going to know a tree by its fruit. So the fruit was growing, and the tree was growing. And we moved to McKinley High School Auditorium. And then we had another opportunity at the Tony Ching, I think, was at the Hawaii State by Kakako. There was this Cook Street location by next to Pipeline Cafe, and we was there for a season. And then I really never liked the sound team to work too hard, because, you know, they was really going out of their way, sacrificing a lot of time for the family. So I said, you know what, Lord, if you want us to have our own place, you're going to provide. You're going to provide. So he led me to my friend at Pancho's Solo. And what we did was he gave me one deal for downstairs. And we've been there ever since about a year and a half now.
Now that's in
Mapunapuna, Kakoi Street.
What's the address on that?
650 Kakoi Street.
How can you forget that? Yeah. 650 Kakoi Street.
Kakoi. Right under Pancho's. Yeah.
What is that close to Kakoi Street?
So right by
right behind U-Haul Self Storage.
Right behind U-Haul.
Oh, the big one. Okay.
Yeah, they can find out. Yeah, easy.
Come right off a name, it's boom, right down.
Yeah, that's about it.
And then also with you is Brother Jay Puahi, the angel on the roof, they call him, I think. I got to tell you guys, you know, we all have a face for radio, I have the three of us right here. But if there's a definition of Papa, I'm going to have his picture right now, because Brother just came off the roof. And boys, you know, if you get any dark, I'm going to give one lantern so they don't lose him in the daytime. Bugger is looking like one Royal Hawaiian right now. How's it? You can play basketball.
Ooh, crispy.
Crispy, bro. What a katsu sauce, boo. Brother Jay, talk story with us. What's up?
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Just wanted to give God all the glory. And thank you, Pastor Bula, for inviting us to just share our heart. And, you know, us, we got to be willing and ready in and out of season.
That's right.
So me and Brother Shane, we came here unexpectedly, but we ready. So whatever you know what,
Brother Jay, you shared such a powerful testimony when we were at the Windows of Hope that day about how you were sharing with us that God tests us at all the time. And like you said, we got to be ready. And you shared about a situation at a 7-Eleven that just struck me near and dear to my heart, because 99.9% of the people would walk right by that guy that was all bust. But share that story, because that is truly Jesus with skin. How you dealt with that, and how you dealt with a brother that was down and out.
Amen. I was at 7-Eleven, and I had a brother on the side, and he just needed help. But I walked past by, and it was just so, wow. I get chicken skin just thinking about him.
Me too, and I wasn't even there.
Anyway, I saw the guy, and I figured, I knew he was he didn't have a home, unfortunate to have. And I walked past, and then later on, I came back out. I looked at him, and I told him, "Hey, brother, this for you." Long story short, I bought him groceries, and I gave him some stuff. But all he would ask for, he just wanted water.
Amen. When you said, now, the reason you was helping him, he looked kind of bust up, eh?
Yeah.
You can talk to him, and you said, "You all right, Owabu?" And then he said something, he was mugged or something.
Yeah, he got bust up. And some people, when they stay in that situation, they're not going to tell you the whole story, but yeah. You can see them. So that's why I came alongside and just helped the brother in any which way I can, in love, with love, and for the love of God. And I told brother, "Yeah, you're hungry, you're thirsty, you like money or anything." And all he would ask for, he just wanted water because he was dry, his throat was dry and thirsty. So I was like, wow, it really hit me when I saw that then. And I told him, "You sure you know like?" Then he said, "No, he only like just water." So then after that, I was just thinking, I go love the brother, pray for the brother. Then after that, he didn't tell me, "Oh, you know what? I take the bag groceries."
But you're actually, I think the Lord had moved in your heart at that time. You knew that although he was thirsty for the liquid water, you knew that he was actually craving the spiritual waters.
Yes.
And you were able to share that with him, I believe.
Yes. I shared him with the Lord, about the Lord. And a couple of my friends that was with me, they already know. They look, "Oh, no, there goes the wine again."
You get that look.
You get that look again. You get that look. He's going to do something. And sure enough, they knew. I just gave them the signal. "Oh, brothers." And out of all of them, only one came, and that's all it takes, just one. Because we're two or three gathered,
yeah, that's right.
Jesus in the midst with us. So the brother came, and we were in prayer for him, and we shared with him about love, and all I gave him was a message. The message was found in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. "For this is the message, brother, that you heard from the very beginning. You know what we got to do as men?" He tell me what? "Just love one another."
Amen.
And that's all I'm doing. I just wanted to love you because I saw your heart. And he just cried. And that's when he even asked me that, "I can't have the groceries. I take them." I said, "Amen. It's all yours."
So, but you know, you know, when you see a situation like that, I mean, so many of us, we like look the other way. We like conveniently look down at the floorboard of our car, not looking at what is really reality in front of us. And we either, you know, just look the other way, but, you know, praise the Lord, praise our God that you actually would step up and step out. Amen. And help a brother like that. Because, you know, you can tell somebody Jesus loves them, but if they're still hungry and if they still bust up, they don't care who loves them. They're still hungry and they still bust up. But it's by being Jesus with skin, by taking out of your own resources and sharing it with that brother. Now he knows that there is a God. There is a loving God. There's a God of reformation and transformation and a God who loves each and every one of us. And, you know, that story just really touched my heart. But, you know, Brother Shane, you're telling me that, you know, one of the reasons you had mentioned sharing in your testimony is that you know how these people feel because you've come from there. You've come from the miry clay.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see in your heart that there's no judgment because, hey, I've been there, man. I know what it's like.
And for me and my wife, we was homeless for a long time. We were strung out on ice for a long time. Grew up in the streets of Cali, you know, and did the whole thing. Got incarcerated. And the only reason why we brought the gospel to the people because God will love us first. And he will save us first. He delivered us from the miry clay. But I also know how it feels to have nothing. Mm-hmm. I also know how it feels to be abandoned. I also know how it feels to be homeless and left out and rejected. Mm-hmm. And I came to tell everybody who is either locked up or struggling even on the outside.
That's right.
That whatever the devil when steal from you, he gonna have to return them sevenfold in Jesus' name. We're not fooling around. We're not gonna play with this guy.
That's right.
We're gonna cast them out, and we're gonna get the victory, because the victory right around the corner. So I'm letting you guys know, wherever you are, and if you're struggling, that the best is yet to come, and the victory is right around the corner. Right now, in like John 16, 22, 23, 24 was written, right now you have sorrow, but Jesus, the Lord, gonna see you again, and in that day, you're gonna rejoice that no man can steal your joy, because up to now, the problem is you never ask. But the Bible says, if you ask, the Father going to give it to you. That's if you ask in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
so
name.
Basically, you know, we got a lot of work to do, because I have a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. Either I'm going to mock it soon or the world going to end. Either or. But we have a lot of work to do. And we no can dilly-dally. We no can play around, because the devil is working overtime.
Well, you know, it's like I tell our brothers and our sisters that are incarcerated. And I say, you know, the devil, we always talk about the battle in the heavenlies, the spiritual battle, but that alludes to the possibility that the devil might win. He gets a chance. The devil has no chance.
He lost.
We have
already
the victory.
Amen.
He lost. So what happens is we're dealing with somebody who's a loser.
Come on,
okay?
Man,
and
it.
Now I tell the easiest way to understand it, the devil's job is to remove all the good that's in your life, to remove all the good that's happening in your life right now, and to remove all the good that's going to happen in your life. And the easiest way for me, I'm always trying to paint pictures to my brothers and my sisters, because, you know, when you're in prison, you don't get to look around much. I said, how many of you get one neighbor with a 3-pound Chihuahua dog? Everybody get a neighbor with a 3-pound Chihuahua dog. All the dog do is yap, 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 yap. I said, well, we're going to load this bug up on ice. He's going to be like on Chihuahua on crack, and he's going to be on Energizer Bunny times 20. So I said, all the dog going to do is until finally you kick him into the wall and dog going, but you know what? The bugger's jacked up on crack. He's coming back. So that's what we do with the devil. He's going to irritate you and irritate you, but you stand in the victory by the blood of Jesus. And I think what happens to our brethren that are locked up, our brothers and our sisters, they don't understand that they're believing the lies of the devil, because so many of them, and you probably know this, Brother Shane, is when you get to the bottom of the barrel, when you get to the end of the rope, you don't even feel like tying one knot. But it's sometimes when you get to the end of your resources, you're going to find out who your source is.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ. You know, but I, you know, it's just when I meet brothers like you that are on fire for the Lord, because when I'm in the prisons, I always ask them, hey, was anybody around when Adam and Eve was here? I'm still waiting for somebody to raise their hand, because if somebody raised their hand, I'm going to take the picture and I'm going to put them on YouTube. I'm going to make plenty of money and bless all the ministries in Hawaii. But nobody's raised their hand yet. So now I'm stuck, because I said, well, if you wasn't there in the beginning, that means we're closer to the end time. So where are you? You know, and it's just like, I don't play church. You want to play church, go down to the park. You know, I don't go to church. I am the church, you know, because like you guys know in ministry, we're not in it for the income. We're in it for the outcome.
Come on, somebody.
You know, and so it's just when you have that fire, and I know you guys have that passion, it's just like, how do we take, and my wife was talking about that earlier this week, is we know what's inside of us. I always tell our brothers and our sisters, who wrote the Bible? And they say, oh, it was the prophets and the disciples. No. Those are the pen men. Those are the guys holding the writing instruments. The word of the Bible came from God himself. It's inspired word. So you've got to realize that the Holy Spirit, the author of the Bible, actually resides in you. That's the power that you have inside of you. And too many, we relinquish that power. We don't embrace it. So, Brother Jay, how would you tell somebody to hold on to the power that is residing in them, the Holy Spirit? Because that is the power of Jesus Christ that's in all of the believers. How would they activate that?
Wow.
How do you activate it, bro? You're in the field every day. You're dealing with all kinds of stuff. You know, you call on the Holy Spirit, man.
Amen. I face that every day at work because I have a lot of challenges at work.
Yeah.
Because the guys that I work with, they all are just been incarcerated.
Uh-huh.
And I work with the brothers that just came out of jail and in prison. And I know how it's like. I've been there myself.
Yeah.
And I share with the brothers in love. And sometimes you just got to come like their way. I mean, we got to be like them and talk like them.
Yeah.
But in a way, we can show a little bit soft side because the Lord can soften their heart. Mm-hmm. And that's how I come in Jesus' name. I come with fire and with power, but after that, we just soften the heart.
Yeah, got to lomi lomi a little
that's
bit.
That's it, got to lomi lomi a little bit. And once they get the lomi lomi, then they're going to come, hey, brother. They come nicely now. Not that kind, bro, how you, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I can grab this. And I say, oh, amen. And they look at me, they wonder why I always say amen. And they thinking something funny kind, but I thought, oh, brother, it's just my lifestyle now.
That's right.
Everything is all amen, or yes, or thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
And now I hear him in the brother, so now I hear him slowly. Oh,
slowly, planting seeds, you know, because Rome wasn't built in a day. But, you know, it's just like, you know, a lot of times we get into trouble, we'll get into drugs, and we'll get into a lifestyle that maybe is not right with God. But it's just like, I tell him, bro, it's like cooking one frog. You know, when you boil one frog, the bugger don't know he getting boiled till he getting boiled. Because what you do is you put him in a pot and he's all cruising. You think he's in a little jacuzzi. And slowly you're turning up the heat little by little by little until all of a sudden, hey, I'm getting cooked. And a lot of times we get in trouble because we're blind to what the devil is doing until we've gone past that point of no return. But, you know, you guys are such encouragers, you know. But I think my goal and my, you know, the vision of Windows of Hope that has been cast is to fill the stadium, Aloha Stadium, with 50,000 God-fearing men. Kind of like Promise Keepers on steroids, you know. And I was involved with Promise Keepers. It was very unbelievable. It was like being in the Super Bowl for Jesus. Yes. When you have that many men singing Our God is a Mighty Fortress, Pastor Wayne Cordero giving the opening prayer, and I thought he was floating on the stage. Guys screaming at the top of their lungs. I thought I would never witness that. But, you know, I believe that we're going to see that. And I know we have more than 50,000 believers that will be in that stadium. Amen. But, Brother Shane, what encouraging word can you give to someone? Say maybe they're listening tonight and things aren't looking up for them. And it's like they're banging their head. They're going like, oh, bro, these guys talking about stuff. But that's not for me because I tried that, but no work already. Well, how can we encourage them tonight, my brother?
The first thing they got to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is if they want to succeed, whatever problems they get, they have to know Jesus. They need to have a relationship. And it sounds religious, but it's not. It really works. The only first step they really got to do is they got to surrender.
Surrender.
Surrender is the first step. That's this is where either they're going to make it or break it.
That's right.
We not can even go to the second grade step or the down, third grade That's or the right. fourth grade. That's the right. first, you got to pass first grade. Yeah. Yeah. So the scripture that the Lord gave me back in the day when I first came out of prison, got off drugs, I lost my family and my kids to drugs.
Wow.
Devil took him. He, like Pastor Bula said, he's a sore loser. He already lost.
He lost, you know.
But he's trying to hide the word from you.
Yeah,
the reason why he's trying to hide the word, because once you know the word, you got it. And once you got it, you can claim it.
That's
and
right.
you have the victory. So
you
he's trying to hide.
You have the knowledge. Power, power. And that's the power.
Straight up. So basically, the first advice or the most important to start off, if you have no clue where you're going, what church you can get plugged in, make sure they preach the word, but
the word.
You got to do your own homework too.
That's
you got to start this relationship, or you got to do a moral inventory, and you say, you know what? I have to surrender. You cannot play both sides. You're
either
going to be with Jesus all in or all out.
That's right.
It's not going to work.
Black and white.
Black and white. That's straight up.
Blessings or curses, life or death.
If not, you're just wasting your time and you're fooling yourself. So number one, you got to surrender. Surrender looks like, when I first got saved and I lost my family, I was heartbroken. Like everybody else, we go through relationship problems. For 1 year, I was praying, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I was going to church Monday, Wednesday, Saturday service, Sunday service. I was reading the word, being good boy, going to see my parole officer, change my friends, stop using drugs, even reading the Bible, even learning how to pray. 1 year straight, guess what happened? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing went happen. You know why? Because I never surrendered.
Amen.
The Lord knew my heart. He said, you only being good boy because you like your family back.
That's right.
Can I get a witness out there?
That's right. Amen.
That's straight
amen.
Up.
Amen.
I
amen.
Only being good boy going to church
amen.
Reading the Bible because I get an ulterior motive.
Amen.
You cannot play games with
That's
God.
Right. That's right.
He's going to shut you down
That's
and keep
right.
you still for two or three years
yep.
more. So basically, the long story short, if you guys really want to advance in your relationship, get things done, accomplish, you know, whatever the devil told you, like come back. Number one, you got to surrender.
Surrender.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says that if you seek ye first
the kingdom,
not second,
the
not
third,
after you get your family back, not after you get your money, but
first.
You got to put God first. When
That's
all
right.
else fails, when
That's
the world
right.
crumble,
That's
crashes
right.
down around you.
Praise
and you
in
know
a
what?
Storm.
You gotta
Praise
put him
in a storm.
First,
That's
regardless
right.
of what
That's
circumstance
right.
you're going through,
Amen.
What you're facing. God, like Job, gotta
That's
be
right.
the ultimate authority.
That's right.
Job, when realized who God was and not what God can give him,
That's right.
he never get his family or his rewards
right.
and then say, okay, now I go to church.
Yeah, exactly.
First and foremost, you gotta surrender. And this is what surrender looks like. I lost my family to drugs. My wife went go with somebody else, and do all of this kind of stuff and mm-hmm. continue on. Amen. But I said, I'm going to make a difference.
That's right.
I'm going to break this curse.
Yep.
I'm going to break this generational curse.
That's right.
And you know what? I'm going to make a difference.
That's
I'm going
right.
to stand up because you know why? I know right from wrong. Just
Thank
enough.
You, Jesus.
Like the fate of the mustard seed.
The mustard seed.
Just
Hallelujah.
Enough. I get something. Like this thing cannot end this way. Can
That's
I get a witness?
Amen.
This thing cannot get, end
That's
this
right.
way. I ain't going to lose. The devil won't lose as far as what I know.
That's right.
This very little knowledge that I had, I said, you know what?
Hallelujah.
I got on my hands and knees.
Yeah.
I remember this. I was at Queen Emma Gardens in the King Tower. I lost everything. I didn't even have job. I was on parole, going to my NA classes, AA classes,
yeah.
you know, dog tag the whole trip. And
yeah.
you know what the Lord said? I got on my hands and knees, and he said, you know what? I was mad at God.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
How come?
Why?
Yeah,
why? I was
that?
In the
yeah.
Y stage. How come you
yeah,
did
me?
This? How come
why
you took
me?
On story? I'm blaming everybody. I was playing the blame game. She no good. He no
yeah.
good. My father
pointing
don't understand.
Finger. Yeah,
pointing
yeah,
the
yeah,
finger.
Yeah.
I was pointing the finger one way this way. Three back to
Amen.
Me. You
yeah.
know what I'm
Amen.
Saying? So, Pastor Bola, forgive them advice. I'm going to
yeah.
tell you, number one, you got to grow up.
That's right.
It's not nobody's fault but
that's,
yours.
That's right. Look in
you
the mirror. Look in the mirror.
You get yourself in that situation.
Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror straight up. So what I did was, when he started to reveal to me in this prayer that I was doing, I just got off 1 year of reading the word, getting into the Bible, attending services, really understanding. And you know what? I got mad. I said, I got frustrated. I've been going church 1 year.
Yeah. One
be good,
whole,
be one
whole
year.
Whole year.
And I got, nothing good went happen. What's the matter? I thought you said, if I come church, everything going to be
right.
good, God.
That's right.
And then the Lord spoke to me in a soft voice, and he said, you're not putting me first.
Mm-hmm.
You're not putting me first. Your wife and your kids is first.
That's right.
You have ulterior motives. You're manipulative.
Yeah.
And I went, broke down and cried. The Holy Spirit was so strong in that room. And he said, you know what? I love you. And in that moment, I went, understand this revealed knowledge of love. I felt, I never feel like this in a long time. He said, everything gonna be all right. All you gotta do is put me first. I got on my hands and knees. And this is the key. This is the key. Don't miss this. I got down on my hands and knees, and this is what surrender looks like. I went raise my hand up in the air, and I said, Father, in Jesus' name. Even though you know give me my family back. Come on now, somebody.
Yeah,
even though you know bless me with anything, I still gonna love you.
That's right.
And I still gonna serve you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a great word. You know, my brothers, that goes on to say that I think we all have faith in God. But one of the challenges is we don't have faith in God's timing.
Come on, somebody.
You know, and we're such a quick society, but God's timing is always perfect. He doesn't care about time. He cares about his timing. My brethren, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I want to thank Brother Jay and Brother Shane for coming in. Straight Up Ministries coming at you straight up, because that's how we do it, straight up. Got no time for games, my brethren. Ahuiho, God bless you. Ike akua kohonania. To God be the glory.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.